kind of watching the quarterback's eyes, draws the double team to Lemke, and the Bearcats are probably fortunate that ball hit the turf.
Wing T to the right, Sweeney rolls to his right, looking to pass downfield, third down and 9, and this one's overthrown, hits the fingertips of number 30. That would be Carson Haleski, and he cannot bring it in. Another double coverage situation on the near sideline. And Ubley now a fourth down and 9 from their own 11. Yeah,
that double coverage is a little different, though. That time, Carson Haleski got behind Michael Anderson and Parker Yon. And again, an outstretched dive right through the fingertips. And it's going to fall harmlessly incomplete. But I think I see a flag on the play, Clark.
There's a flag sitting
in the backfield,
at the 16-yard line. That was actually right inside those trenches. That's 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And it looks like Harbor Beach is just going to decline this one regardless of the initial sign against Ubley. And so they'll pick this one up, and it's a
ineligible receiver downfield
as they worked a little bit too far down, declined the penalty, and fourth down and 9 for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 11-yard line. So we're going to be a 3-and-out here unless a fake punt from their own 11.
It's too far to go.
Just a little bit. Casey Sweeney's punt, nice booming punt. Comes in at the 44-yard line. Mason Yon brings it in. He's going to the far sideline and brought down to the 40-yard line, and Harbor Beach will start in Ubley territory at the Ubley 40-yard line, tied 6-6, tackle made by Shane Ozendowski. First and 10 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the Ubley 40. Right to left across your radio.
Just like the second quarter, third quarter, more of the same. Both defenses standing tall. But at least Harbor Beach, in their situation, was able to get a couple first downs and pin Ubley back. So they've kind of won the field position battle. Ubley has to punt from their own end zone. And the special teams of Harbor Beach gives the offense really good field position. They're going to start with the nose of the football in Ubley territory already on the 40-yard line, going right to left across your radio.
In the spread formation, Anderson in the shotgun, passes quick to his left and is caught by Nathan Seaman. He's at the 33, still on his feet, has the first down, down to the 25, and scampering down that sideline and finally jumps out of bounds at the 18-yard line. And a big completion for Nathan Seaman out of the screen from the 40-yard line down to the 18, a 22-yard completion.
That was a high throw. It was really not a very good throw for Michael Anderson. Nathan Seaman goes upstairs to get that ball absolutely outstretched. And when he comes down, it's one-on-one with Casey Sweeney, and he just pushes Casey Sweeney aside and goes up the sideline and steps out of bounds, but not until Harbor Beach gets a big gain here to start this drive, as now they're well inside of Ubley territory. Ball down at the 17-yard line.
First and 10 from the 18. Strips to the right, one to the left. That's Nathan Seaman there. Anderson in the shotgun, and then Devin Puffin, quarterback keeper. Anderson right up the middle, across the 15, and finally down to the 13-yard line. Tackle made by number 55 for the Ubley Bearcats, Nolan Van Herp. He's just a sophomore on this squad. Second down, 5 to go from the 13.
Nice tackle there by Van Herp, and that's a tough thing to be asked to do, is when a team runs a spread as athletic as Harbor Beach is, you as a sophomore starting at linebacker, hybrid defensive end, when that quarterback keeps it in the read option and stares you in the face, that is a very tough task to do, and he did a nice job making that tackle.
Second down and 5, T formation, a yard inside the left hash, Anderson under center. 5:49 left in the third, 6-6 still tied. Hand off to Devin Puff, pushing forward as much as possible, has the first down, falling backwards forward, and he gets down to about the 5-yard line. Casey Sweeney finally wrestles him down, and from the 13 down to the 5 is an 8-yard gain. First and goal from the 5 of Ubley. Harbor Beach rolling.
Harbor Beach utilizing the spread and the wing tee to their advantage, trying to keep Ubley on their heels. They get a big screen pass for a big gain to start the series. They go read option, get 5 yards on that first down play, and then go right under center to the wing tee, give it to Devin Puff. He gets 8 more. So first and goal now from just outside the 5-yard line.
5.5 to play in the third quarter, 6-6 tied. Anderson on a first and goal, and we have flags flying, and this is going to be a false start against the Harbor Beach Pirates. This is going to push him back to the 10-yard line. A 5-yard penalty against the Pirates. That's the second false start in this third quarter alone. And a first and goal from the 10.
Those are drive killers. First and goal from the 5. This is your opportunity to take the lead in the district championship game. And instead, somebody got a little happy feet. Going to cost him 5 yards. First and goal now from the 9. Well, about the 10-yard line, Clark. So we'll see if Harbor Beach stays in the wing tee or if they spread it out here on first down now that they got a little more room to work.
First and 10. First and goal from the 10. 5:03 left in this third quarter. Harbor Beach 6, Ubley 6. Harbor Beach on offense knocking on the door. trying to find that second score. It's been elusive so far for both teams. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Anderson has company on both sides of him in the shotgun. Anderson on the keeper, trying to go for the option out to the right, to the left. Devin Finkel brings it in at the 15-yard line. And Colton Rosenthal for the LB Bearcats make Copper Beach pay for that one. And it's another loss of five. It's now second in goal from the 15-yard line. Wow. Broken play from the start.
Wow. Ethan Lemke is the biggest reason that that play was blown up. Number 10 for the Bearcats gets into the backfield and is, as Nathan Seaman is there to show the reverse, it's an option to the left with the option of pitching it to Finkel to your left or the reverse back in Nathan Seaman. And right there in the backfield, tackling Michael Anderson as he's trying to make that decision, is Ethan Lemke. And as he pitches it to Finkel, Colton Rosenthal cleans it up. Another 5-yard loss for Harbor Beach. Now it's second goal from the 15-yard line.
Anderson staying in the pocket, looking to pass, throws it direct down midfield, and it is caught. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Pass completes to number 24, Parker Yon, and the touchdown is complete. 3:55 left in the third quarter. Anderson connects to Parker Yon for the second score for the Harbor Beach Pirates. It's now Harbor Beach 12, Hubley 6.
That's a mismatch all day, and that's what Harbor Beach has been trying to take advantage of, and that's why Michael Anderson has thrown so many passes. Parker Yon, just a junior, but he stands 6'3", 180 pounds. He's one-on-one coverage with Casey Sweeney, and I don't know if you've ever seen Casey Sweeney on the basketball court, Clark, but he's feisty. He's a good defender, but he is undersized and undermatched, and that time Michael Anderson makes a perfect throw as that pass goes to the goal line, and he cuts down to the middle of the field. And when he makes that cut, that ball is right on the number. It doesn't matter who's guarding you. Parker Yon is able to haul it in and give the Harbor Beach Pirates a 6-point lead.
Trying to make this a 8-point lead with a 2-point conversion here. Hand off to Ethan Hessling, and Colton Rosenthal stops him in his tracks, as well as number 30. That would be Carson Hlesky. The 2-point conversion is no good. So it remains a 6-point ball game. Harbor Beach with their first lead of the night comes with 3:55 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach 12, Hubley 6, 3:55 left in the third in the Division 8 District Championship right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero due at signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Harbor Beach breaks the stalemate with 3:55 left in the third quarter. First scoring since the first quarter. It's now Harbor Beach 12, Hubley 6 after a 15-yard strike from Michael Anderson into Parker Yon's hands, about a yard inside the end zone, falling down. Winner of this game will go on to play Clarkson Everest or Flint Beecher, and with 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter, Clarkson Everest leads Flint Beecher 8-6.
Very similar game there as we're seeing here, 8-6, 12-6, defensive battles in this district and region.
Kendall Gentner's kick keeps it on the ground, comes into the 22-yard line, brought in by number 22. That's Andrew Becker. And Kendall Gentner, who kicked it off, brings in the tackle as well, and that's at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the LB Bearcats, trailing 12-6. 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in this third quarter.
Hey, you got to love it when the kicker makes tackle, but Kendall Gentner's not your prototypical kicker.
Nor is Colton Rosenthal.
No, that is for sure. It's two guys that play on both lines, both ways. So impressive tackle there by Kendall Gentner. And now as Harbor Beach takes its first lead of the game here with 3:50 to go in the third quarter, the Bearcat offense comes on the field at their own 29-yard line looking to respond and try to tie this game back up.
T formation. Casey Sweeney working off the left hash as his own 29-yard line. Handoff to Ethan Lemke. Gets through the trenches, but then this second effort stopped by the linebacking core of that Harbor Beach defense. Number 65, Dakota Deer, and number 29, Devin Finkel on the stop. A 6-yard gain, second down and 4 from the 34-yard line.
Ethan Lemke just disappears in that when he hits the trenches. It looks like he stopped for no gain, and all of a sudden he comes out the other side and gets a quick 6. He's a very impressive tailback. He's patient at times, and other times he hits the hole as fast as anybody. And that time, turns what I thought was no gain into 6 yards.